Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio.
A good professor joins us, Professor Tulio de Oliveira from CRISP at UKZN, and it deserves repeating. He is one of the world's top virologists, virus hunters, bioinformaticians, and when he's not speaking to CNN or BBC or Al Jazeera or having a sit-down chinwag with our president, he hangs with us. Good morning, Professor.
Hey, good morning, Darren, Kerry and Sky.
Yeah, thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Prof.
And the first burning question is, did Sky deliver the gift that our producer sent to you a week ago?
Yes, he delivered. And I must say, Kerry, I think that's all muscles there. He arrived after the gym, looking very strong.
Yeah.
I keep it my yes. distance for social distance. He was also a little bit sweat.
Yeah, yeah. A bit stinky, yeah.
But,
yes. But well, Prof, you don't bad yourself. I'm just saying, you know, the word on the Twitter sphere is that Prof, eh? Hey, that Prof.
Yeah. Apparently you're a
snack.
Quite
easy
Prof, yeah. You're a snack.
You're a snack, Prof. Oh, my gosh. Please, can we move on, guys? This is fast.
Yes. No, thank you very much for the gift. Yeah, I am using Darren Moe as socks. Yeah. When I got, I was quite scared because it came in a plastic bag and I thought that was an underwear. Thank you, God, she was not with his face.
You don't want that on your bum. No.
All right. So that was just a little thank you from us to you, Professor. And now we're going to ask you some questions. Mark has sent through to our WhatsApp line. Professor, how many people worldwide and in South Africa have died from taking the vaccine?
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Mark. That's a very important question. Yeah. So what's happened? Every single death that has followed vaccination. Yeah. It is. Its investigation is done. So, for example, in South Africa, we had since the start of the vaccination around 50 deaths. Yeah. After people have been vaccinated, and as the investigation was done, not one of them were done through caused by the vaccine. That was just causal deaths that were either associated with other diseases or car accidents or so on. So that's something that South Africa and many other countries take very, very serious. Yeah. At present, what we know is that deaths that were caused by the vaccine itself, for example, a rare blood clots that happened, for example, in the US and the UK, that were extremely, extremely rare events, yeah. And that's like one in a million, yeah, events, yeah. Mm. And what we know is that the vaccines in reality are saving millions and millions of lives.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Thank you for that, Professor.
And then, Prof, I've got a question here coming from Christelle, and I feel like we already know this answer, but I'm going to put it to you anyway. It's coming from Christelle, who's at the medical school campus, and apparently there's a rumor going around the medical school campus that neither you nor any of your staff at CRISP have been vaccinated. Is that true, Prof?
No, of course that's not true.
I thought as much, obviously.
On the opposite, yeah, the first day that we were eligible, yeah, every single staff in CRISP has been vaccinated. We had one of the staff that couldn't go through the system because he's a refugee from the Democratic Republic of Congo. And that time, he couldn't go through the system. But after that, that was solved and he was vaccinated. Maybe I have to post a selfie of the vaccine. In addition to that, also my wife, mother, and sisters. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And of course, yeah, especially not only from infection into the community, but we also deal with thousands of positive samples every day.
Thank you, Professor. And thank you, Christelle, for your question. If there are any areas that you are wondering about, you ask those questions, we ask them, and they get answered.
Prof, got a question here from Hot Like a Heater. Hot like a heater. I would like to know the quarantine protocol for a positive person and a person who has come into contact with that person and rules around this. Need to educate our company on this.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Sky. Not only you look very fit, but you have good questions today. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so basically, yeah, you have two main kind of guidelines. Yeah, one is that we call for quarantine, and that is 14 days. What it means quarantine is someone that got in close contact with someone that is positive in a close environment without a mask for more than 30 minutes. Yeah, and that person should quarantine for 14 days. Yeah. And then we have what we call the isolation. The isolation time is 10 days. That is from you test positive and you should isolate. Why the quarantine is 14 days and the isolation is 10 days? Because normally take around 4 days between exposure that you have enough virus to a PCR test or antigen test to test positive.
We have a message here from Antonio. Professor, has any of these vaccines been tested on animals?
Yes, yes, Antonio. So the answer it is that before a vaccine enter clinical trial in humans and for safety, that's a phase one and phase two trial, they are normally tested initially in hamsters, yeah, and depending also on non-human primates. However, the number of tests that you do in animals, it is a very small number, yeah, and it is unfortunately necessary before vaccines can enter and be tested in human population.
Prof, you got a message here from Philip. I'm going to paint you a picture, then ask you a question at the end, right? So, people stay in the same house. Both went for tests on the same day. One tested positive for COVID and the other negative. The question is the one that's negative allowed to go back to work or must he or she also self-isolate?
Thank you. Yeah, that's also an important question because it talks in two different aspects of the virus. Yeah, the first one is what we call the attack rate. Yeah. What it means that the attack rate of SARS-CoV-2 is not 100%. It doesn't mean that if one person gets infected in a household, everyone's going to get infected. Yeah. And then you have the process of what it is, a very close contact. Yeah. When you need quarantine. Yeah. And we know many cases of individuals that started, including my sister, that started a few some symptoms, and she self-isolated at her home, and no one in her household got infected. Mm. Yeah. So, and that's why it is important if one start get any kind of symptoms.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.
Yeah, and try to isolate as much as possible. In relationship, if the other person can go to work and continue the normal life, the suggestion is that not for the first few days, yeah, and then to follow with a test. For example, if you test 5 days after being in contact with someone and test negative, yeah, you could potentially go to work, yeah. But you have to keep a very close eye to the person that is infected in your household to be isolated. Mm. Any kind of early symptoms, then you should isolate because you don't want to cause a big outbreak at your work. Yeah.
Okay.
And then, Prof, I've got one last question for you, and it's kind of a two-parter. So at the moment, people are getting tested, and they're being given an option of that antigen versus the PCR, with the antigen half the price of the PCR test. Are they equal in... you know, when it comes to testing categories? And if you've just been given your vaccine, just been given it, and then you test positive for COVID, can it be because of the vaccine?
Okay, yeah, thank you, Kerry. So let's break that quite quick. In reality, three components, because you're talking about three different tests. Yeah, the first one is the antigen test. The antigen test, it looks for the detection of the virus itself. Yeah, it costs half of the price of the qPCR test, which is a more sensitive test. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we honestly find the antigen test very it has high specificity and sensitivity. Yeah, and should be the, my suggestion personally, should be the first test that someone use if they think that they are positive. Yeah. Then the qPCR test is a much more sensitive test, and that's why this is demanded before you board an international plane or before you go to surgery in a hospital. Yeah, because that's the one that it will be more sensitive for early infection of the virus. Yeah. And then the third test that Karim mentioned would be an antibody test. Yeah. An antibody test that try to detect if the vaccine is generating antibodies inside your body. And the answer it is that there is hundreds of antibody tests. And antibody tests that look for spike-associated antibodies, it will give a positive test after vaccination, especially after a couple of weeks. But if the antibody test is testing another region of the virus, such as the nucleocapsid, then that will be negative. Yeah.
That was a very, very scientific answer, but as close to succinct as we could get. So antigen won't pick up, the PCR won't pick up, but the antibody one will if you've just had the vaccine, in short. However, this will be available on podcast, so you can re-listen to it as many times as you like. Professor, thank you so much for joining us again, and we'll speak to you again next Wednesday. Don't forget to get your questions in, and we'll answer them for you. Any question, it will be answered. And of course, this one and all of the professor's podcasts are available on our website, ECR. Click on Darren Kerry and Sky's show page.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.